up, what's up? So I'm in here with DJ Nikon, and yeah, what's up? What's up, Nikon?
What's cracking, man? What's cracking?
Yeah, so we've been trying to get this going for the last couple of days. It didn't work out yesterday, but I'm here in his studio right now. I got a little bit of footage. But really, I wanted to do this podcast to ask him some questions about his, you know, his flow and like how he gets into it. And really, you know, the art, and just go deep into that part. I mean, when you start your projects, I mean, do you really overthink it or not think about it too much? Just get into it. You got multiple projects going on at once, or do you focus on just one song?
It's crazy. Well, it depends on what like. So if I'm just like one of the start some new shit, I usually just start like, I mean, whatever starts cracking. And most of the time, I make drums first. I'll make like a certain drum loop that like, you know, and kind of build from there. Or it just depends. Sometimes if it's fucking backwards, sometimes I'll find like a vocal sample and build drums and everything around that, and then get rid of the vocal.
Yeah.
You know, which is actually a lot of the time I'll get like, you know, some sort of vocal, and whether it's like an acapella to a song or something.
That's interesting. You do it with the vocal and make a beat around that.
Yeah,
because the vocal kind of has a rhythm itself, and then it gives you a lot of space.
Yeah.
To where you can embellish or take away. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, it's almost like I feel like it's just going, like, it's doing the process backwards in a sense.
Okay.
But then again, I feel like that's how like when I was younger, that's how I see like a lot of like my punk rock homies would make songs. You know what I mean?
Around the
like,
vocals.
They'd write a song and shit. You know what I mean? And then kind of like figure out the melody and shit like that with the guitar.
Okay.
you know, afterward.
Do you do that with the NPC or what? So he's got a lot of, so you guys are listening out here, you guys don't really see what he's working with, but he's got a lot of equipment.
Bunch of shit stacked in the kitchen. And literally in my kitchen.
Yep. Literally. He's cooking up beats in the kitchen. He's got the MPD 226, which is a pad, a controller. I'm assuming it's for live, right? Control your sound.
So I have that, like it's a MIDI controller. I have that set up actually for Serato over here with my turntables and shit. And then I go between, like, when I'm doing live sets, what I do is I use that in my NPC Touch. And what's cool about that MPD is it's a little MIDI controller, so, and it has a bunch of different settings. So I have it preset MIDI mapped to my Serato, and then I can switch it over to, there's a MPC setting where when I go into that, it has my projects that are on my Akai software with my MPC Touch. So essentially I have now two sets of pads open at the same time and shit, which is useful when you want to, like, when you're like drumming on the NPC and then you want to hit samples on like another thing, you know what I mean? It's like right there ready for me to go, and then I can always be right on top of doing, you know, DJ shit with Serato.
Yeah. So but when you're out there in the field, it's mainly Serato, your MPD 226, and then you keep the live for when you're in home cooking up tracks here.
I don't use Ableton Live when I'm doing live sets for this sole reason that I haven't figured that shit out.
Oh yeah, that's a lot.
I haven't figured out how to map that shit yet, so it's whatever. Ooh. Plus it's like, what, you know, I like the MPD thing is cool because I don't have to touch my laptop for like cue points and shit, because I still use Serato Scratch Live. I'm not on Scratch DJ, and like I have an older mixer, so it's kind of one of those things where, you know, how could I like utilize, like, not having to touch my computer and shit, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah, but then more hands-on.
Yeah, but then also have this tool where I can, like, do cool shit with it, too. So, you know, I don't know if you said it was funny. Is for a while, I had that shit here, and I wasn't using it, because I was just using it for, like, beat shit, and then I got the MPC, and I was like, man, fuck this thing, I don't need it. So I started letting my daughter play around with it, like, around the house, and she was just like, she takes it into another room and, like, stands on it and shit. And then, like, I don't know, one night I was like, I wonder if I could map that to my Serato. And since then, I fucking, you know what I mean? I've been using it. But it was hilarious. I let her jump around on it for like 3-4 months. Like, literally, she like jumps on top of the shit. And I'm like, man, I wonder if that shit still works. Like,
what unit is that? What unit is that?
Yeah,
one?
The MPD.
She'd be jumping on that one?
On the controller, yeah.
Man, that says a lot about Akai.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say. That thing is like, it looks frail. And she's, you know, she's a fucking 2-year-old kid.
She's over here treated like a trampoline.
Yeah, she was jumping on it. She plays with the pads and shit, but mainly she likes to stand on top of stuff all the time. So it was hella funny. I was like, damn, what if that shit works? I plugged in, it still works hella good. So shout out to Akai for that.
Yeah, shout out to Akai. That's what's up.
This shit is hilarious. Now, while I'm here, though, it's just mainly a Ableton 10, and I still use my MPC. So, like, I solely have the MPC Touch plugged in, and I either use it as a controller or I'll open up the Akai software, and I'll kind of like, just depends on, you know, how I'm feeling.
Yeah, that touch right there is crazy because it keeps all his files right there on a screen.
Yeah,
to where he doesn't have to dig or scroll around.
It's a multiple screen, you know? So, like, I can put, like, you know how, like, when you're using Ableton and you pull up a fucking plugin and then the plugin takes up, like, the entire screen so you can't see the track? So then you end up getting an extra screen, you know what I mean? So you don't have to do that. You don't have, you can actually see your shit.
You just cross right into it. You don't have to click out of nothing.
But yeah, what's cool about the MPC Touch?
I gotta get more screens in my studio.
Like, it acts as a screen too when you're not using the Kai software. So say I have one here, like, you know, on my other one. So like now I have like.
He just took the touch screen and moved it to another screen.
Yeah. So then now I have it. Boom! So I can put it on here.
Oh, okay, that's what's up. And then these controllers will control
them? Won't. It just acts just as a monitor.
As a monitor, yeah. Okay. Got it.
Unless if I open the Akai software, this is all touchscreen. You know, I'll touch some shit.
Oh, right. Okay.
But it's cool, like, if I just, you know what I mean? Since I don't really have a third screen, but, like, I kind of do, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is helpful sometimes when you have, like, two things running and you want to see them both doing the thing, but then also you need to see the track.
I work primarily off my laptop, and I need to get what you got set up here where I have multiple screens, because I do this Quicksilver thing where it blasts all three screens out.
Yeah.
I go to my sequence real quick, and I blast
see, I
off three
to
screens
do that
out,
shit.
Blast out over here to my my sounds, you know.
It's like the fucking Matrix and shit.
Yeah, yeah. It's like some Matrix, but it's too small of a screen, and a lot of times I find myself just squinting or, you know, kind of...
Bro, I'm
feeling
you,
lost almost sometimes.
I went to fucking thrift store, G.
Yeah. What'd you get at thrift store?
I went to the thrift store right here down the street and picked up this monitor right here for like...
Oh, the Flatron?
10, 15 bucks, yeah. Oh, it's a cheap monitor, you know what I mean? And then I plugged it into my iMac and now I'm in the game, you know?
That's
hella useful. You can get them, man, like any thrift store most of the time. And a lot of, you'll find like an HDMI one, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Which is cool, because so with my laptop, I have the, I have like the little adapter, the screen adapter that goes to HDMI.
Yeah.
So like I can plug it into, you know, whoever's TV, and then that's a monitor, you know? Mm. Basically, essentially, that's all you need.
Yeah.
Like you could just plug your laptop into your TV at home.
So who gamed you up, man? How you learn all this stuff? Like when you were a youngster, did you have any like family members there, or older brothers or anybody?
No, you know, just like homies, man.
Homies.
I was, you know, DJing forever, and there was always like a homie that didn't know how to DJ, but the motherfucker know how to make beats, and like even back then there was more analog shit, so there was always like a homie that had like an SP, like an SP 404, or I had a lot of homies that had NPC 2000 XLs and shit, and you know, just watching them.
Yeah.
I didn't really like start getting started making beats that much until, like, I found, I had a homie of mine that, like, he tried to convince me to be a rapper. San Diego and shit.
Oh, yeah, San Diego.
Homie Kyle and shit, he tried to convince me to be a rapper. And, like, I go over to his house, and I just always wanted to go over there because this fool, him and his older brother, always making beats. And it was back when, like, fools were using Acid Pro.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So I was like, so that's why I was cool. Like, it's, I think that's why, like, I fuck with Ableton so much because it's, you know, the wave format. It's easier for me to, like, understand. I remember the first time I opened up Reason. The homie had to fucking, like, break it down to me.
Reason's crazy.
But, man. Yeah, I was like, I didn't understand, like, you know, the fact that they were simulating, like, actual racks and shit. I was like, that shit's cool, but I don't know how any of this shit really, like, the workflow works and none of this shit. But, like,
it's for sound design.
Yeah.
Straight up. If you want to get into sound design, Reason's like that. If you want to engineer specifically how you want your sound. Sure. Yeah, it's crazy.
There's, like, and I have a lot of homies that are, like, real tight at it, you know?
Yeah.
And I was the only time I actually got into Reason, as a matter of fact, is because my boy Sequence, that, like, I fucking learned, like, basically almost, like, everything I do, you know what I mean, as far as producing goes, like, from that motherfucker, because he's one of the homies that, like, he, like, when he gets something, he's like one of those machinists, like, brain, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, he like, works on cars and shit. Like, if your car's taken apart, nigga, he won't be, like, chill until he puts it back together for you. You feel me?
Yeah.
Type of thing.
Yeah.
And he figures it out and shit. So, he is always, like, when he got into making beats and shit, he got into, like, he's the first person I heard use the fucking term VST. I'm like,
oh, well, yeah.
Well, what the fuck is that?
So, for you that don't know, VST is a virtual audio instrument or virtual, what is it, virtual sound?
Yeah.
Not terminal, what is it, VST, virtual sound. I don't know. You pull them up on
too much right now.
They got them all Pro Tools, they got it, it's everywhere now. We didn't have VSTs for the longest time.
Finally
they integrated the VST and everybody was going crazy about that,
like any plugins. And like,
yeah,
we were making, the first time I made beats was like on Acid Pro with the homie. Matter of fact, I still have that CD, I think at like my mom's house or some shit. I thought I was all cool. It was, fuck, it was a long time ago. It was back when motherfuckers still had,
I was with you, bro. I thought I was so cool after I made my couple beats in the CD.
No, I thought I was gonna be tight though. Like, the way I was gonna give out the CDs to the homies is I went and printed out a bunch of those mini CDs. Remember when they came out with the stupid ass mini CD?
Yeah.
And like, that CD would probably get stuck in almost every CD player because it wasn't a fucking regular size. The only one it would work in is if you could put it like on the little spindle CD, you know what I mean? Other than that, if you put it like in someone's player,
it came,
like,
in and went right out. Yeah. Nobody was rocking with them.
I thought I was fresh, but I remember I still had that CD, and then like, it was just a bunch of the beat is mainly like drum loops, like, you know what I mean? I would just like, I stacked a bunch of different like waves together, you know what I mean, and just kind of like broke up the drums, but had them like, you know, it would be like different drum patterns that would, the changes were like, you know, on, wasn't that crazy. And then like I think I like sampled like some like some fucking jazz CD that I got from Starbucks or some shit. It was a Thelonious Monk.
Oh yeah,
they had like a little they had a compilation thing or whatever at Starbucks, and I would like, I just like try to pull horns and shit like that off of there. But the beats were like hella whack. They're hella whack for sure, but I was like, I thought I was super tight.
So you mainly just were in the scene in San Diego doing your thing with the music?
All over Southern California, but I just like, so remember like the first time when I got in like producing, it was the homies were like, just like, you know, wanted to like start a rap group, and I'm like, fuck it, like, I'll rap with you fools, but I want to also like make beats. So I would come over to your house and let me use your shit and learn how to make some beats.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And, it was crazy. Like, you go over there and like to get the only way fools to have sounds is you had to go get sound pack CDs, like other CDs and shit. And I remember like, about
Alright, we back. We had to hit the airplane mode because the telemarketers are hitting me up, messing up my flow over here. Trying to get into it. So Nikon's gonna tell me a story right now about some airplane mode.
If you don't know about airplane mode, it can get you fucked up. If you're a rapper trying to do a live show, you ask my boy Apollo. I had to teach him a lesson low key one time. Me and the homie Sapien were on tour, and we were playing in Ocean Beach, San Diego. And my boy Apollo, you know, he's from there, and him and the homie were opening up for us. And he was doing his set off his cell phone. Like, his beats were on the cell phone, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is cool. No big deal. But there's like, you know, there's probably like, I don't know, 250, 300 heads, right? It's a cracking ass show. And somebody called his phone in the middle of his song. Oh. Like, him and the homie were doing a song, and they called his phone. And this and he's one of, like, he's one of the old school homies that, like, his ringer is the old school, like phone ringer, like a real ass phone, right? So that shit went through the speakers.
Oh.
He was like, oh, fuck, right? And then, like, they had to, like, he went and he fucking, you know, he pressed end and shit, and then the beat started cracking. And then they had to, like, remember where they were rapping at in the song. Oh. Then he was like, fuck it. He started song over. And then he was like, you know, he's sitting there. They got through another song or whatever, and then, like, the next song, like, in the middle of it, somebody fucking calls again. And I was like, this motherfucker. I was like, why didn't he put his shit on airplane mode so motherfuckers can't call you? So I sat there being hella...
What if the crowd was tripping, like, is this part of the set?
I don't know. The first time, I think, and then the second time, it was like, because he was like, oh, shit. Like, you know what I mean? It was obvious he was getting a phone call and shit, and he was running shit off his phone. to where he didn't do anything, and I was like,
take note out there. You hear this? Yeah. Take note. Don't
especially
your airplane mode.
Yeah,
on.
Especially if I know your phone number, nigga. Because then I was sitting at the bar with Sapien, and I'm like, Sapien. I was like, look, hey fool, he didn't change his shit. Watch this. And I called him two more times during this set. And then I told him later. I was like, nigga, I called. I was like, nigga, you gotta put your shit on the air so fools can't do that. Fools can't fuck up your set like that.
Yeah,
I'll call you in the middle of your set if you rapping and your shit ain't on airplane mode, and so your phone will ring.
Mic check.
Bruh, it was hilarious. I was like, damn.
Yeah, that could actually be part of a show to where someone calls in, comes in, and, hey, yo, do his skit in the middle of it.
It's all plugged in. Yep. Shit, that would be funny.
Just have a quick conversation, and be like, bam, drop the beat, go right back in.
We could have tried to play it off, but it was just funny because it was so obvious that, like, every time the song came back on, they didn't know where they were. So here's
that's nice, though, yeah. So with this podcast, I don't edit any of it. This is raw and uncut. And I kind of wanted it that way. I wanted to capture the authenticity of the conversations we have. So there you go, right there. Telemarketer calls in. We didn't do the airplane mode, but it makes for some good radio.
Sure.
But yeah, moving forward, I wanted to... I was asking you about just your history and you know...
Oh, yeah.
Who you're doing music with first.
I had to
first,
pretend to be a rapper to make beats is what happened.
Okay. So the rapping didn't go very far, but the making beats thing.
I was like, I wanted to like learn how to make beats. And then, so like I learned Acid Pro pretty well. And then, you know, whenever I was moving to Reason, I had the one homie that was like, hey, man, he's like, you know, there's a way you can use Reason as a plug-in to Acid Pro. And he's like, you know, like, I think at the time too, like, the maybe the sound engine and also like the or whatever was better in Reason. So and then also too, there was more like, you know, like you said, you could sound design, so you can kind of like there's a little bit of effects that I didn't really, you know, have access to on Acid, because that shit was, for me, it was like, you know, like I said, the way we were getting our sounds were we'd sample some shit and just have stacks of CDs of like sample sounds.
Yeah.
Or like there was the homie, anytime I would go to like, there's a homie in LA, this dude, fucking OG dude, his DJ Biscuit.
Okay.
I mean, if you're old school LA, you know about this dude, because he is like a street dude. He definitely was homeless as fuck, but he was the first dude I've ever seen that had sample pack CDs that he made.
Oh shit, he's ahead of his time with that.
Way ahead,
yeah,
bro.
Because now,
I'm telling you,
if you ain't on Splice, we're on Splice
he was the dude, and he was on the street. So every time you come out of a club, you come out like there's, you know, the drum and bass club or whatever, Respect in LA. And every time you come out of a club or any other spot too, if he would usually be there, and he'd have a stack of fucking blank CDs and fucking sleeves, dog. That he had went and sat somewhere and fucking, you know what I mean, got sounds or whatever, and he always had a bunch of shit on deck, like a bunch of shit. Or he would like, he would come up on like any, you know, there was only like a few cats that were like making sound banks and shit. So, but he would always have them, you know, it's like the weirdest shit, and he would sell them $5-$10. Yeah, dude's clearly homeless as hell, but it was like, in the future.
He's about the music.
Bro was in the future. So that's
why I ain't paying no bills. I'm gonna do this music.
Yeah, he like fucking had. He had always have, because most of the time on the street, you're like, someone's trying to give you a CD. And you're like, I'm not trying to buy, like, what is it, your rap album or whatever? You know,
yeah,
like,
but he's like, in the rap, man.
But he was like, you know, he's like,
he was targeted.
No, this is for,
artists.
Like, you know, producers and shit. Like, this has, like, boop de boop 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 sounds on it. And, like, and then, like, you know, but and especially for me and the homies, because after, you know, after making some hip hop shit for a while and I hella got into drum and bass music, a lot of my boys, you know, we were making drum and bass. That's when I first started using Fruity Loops.
Yeah, fast forward to right now, that's a major hustle. That's where you could get your money in.
Yeah.
You can really come up with your own sounds and samples.
Bro, it was crazy.
And,
I was like,
and flip them.
It is the craziest shit.
Put them online as a wave pack, all that.
I wouldn't be surprised, like, to this day, there's like hella, like, LA fools that still have some of those CDs, like, you know, chill, like, floating around with those sounds and shit.
Oh, speaking of LA, what's this Keep It Moving about?
So it's a clothing line and like basically a whole vibe that my boy DJ Gibbs started fucking almost a decade or more ago. Don't quote me on how long, because he'll probably get upset.
Oh no,
I'm just kidding.
No, when I first saw
it, bro, so,
when you told me you were on tour doing that, and I saw it, I thought it was Steven Lopez, because he's got I Keep It Moving.
No, that's my G
art,
out of LA.
Yeah,
he's been doing
that's
it for a long time. It was funny. It's like to where he finally got here, to where he has like shit embroidered. Cause
that's tight.
Matter
that's
of fact, he was the first. Right. He was like one of the first homies. You know, he and I were hustling. Fucking. He was the first dude that ever had a weed card that I know. Matter of fact,
fucking
in LA when it was like when the first time it was like there's legal marijuana and everyone was like fuck that, that's a trap. I'm not putting my fucking name on the paper. I'm not gonna go to the doctor and try to, how do you
know?
This nigga went and did it. He found a plug that had, you know, where you can get a script for like almost whatever. He went and got one, and like he and I would always just hustle on Melrose and shit. We kick it at the fucking at the record shop at Temple of Boom. Shout out to XXL Sam. We kick it at the shop, but then there's like cats that come from out of town and shit. A lot of like different like hip hop, drum and bass DJs and shit come out of town and like need smoke and always looking for fire. And this, we would like basically we'd hit the dispensary, get some pretty fire ass shit for the low because the prices weren't that crazy in there. That was like when it flipped, because the street price was like $300 still for the zip. You know what I mean? But you can go to the dispensary and get something that was pretty chill. For like a cool ass price, and then I remember this fool would just weird just flip hella sacks all day. And then like,
hey, at
you
least
know,
you were flipping then, no bammer, man. Don't give me no bammer weed.
Fire.
He
was
You're
the
like,
first
what?
Fool that I was able to get. Like, matter of fact, the first time I ever tried a tincture was like they gave him a vial of that shit for his birthday. We went to Vegas. And we were fucking chilling at the crap table. And they just eating that shit. It was like, that was the first time I ever had that shit. It was crazy.
It's a whole nother high, the way that the tinctures hit you.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if you do too much of it, it'll put you
for sure.
On a whole nother astral plane. You know what I'm saying?
No,
projecting.
I just get we get hella sounds, you know what I mean? And then it was that, and then record shopping right there. So yeah, I would just always be in between LA and San Diego with the music homies.
So you've been traveling a lot more lately, or is that something you've been doing, or more the last 5 years? Because I know you're a family man too. And yeah, how is it being with having the family, but also juggling your music and getting time to do your craft?
I don't ever sleep now. It's crazy. I thought I used to like not sleep, because when I didn't have a family and shit, like I was always touring. And fucking, you know what I mean? And then when I come home from touring, like, I'd either, you know, I'd just do whatever I want. So I'd be out with the homies almost, yeah, like, you know, every other
night. I had the hardest time juggling music and family
then, like,
time.
Yeah, it was
myself.
Crazy. And then, like, since I've had a family, bro, I've been in the house, and I only make certain moves that need to be, you know, made. You know, as far as that goes, like, I haven't toured or anything in, like, probably like 2.5 years, but all the way up until then, like, that's all I did, you know what I mean? It was like be on the road DJing.
What's some of the big, like, your biggest tours or biggest shows that you've
done? I say, like, I mean, to this, I just, like, to this day, I the biggest tour I've ever done was Rock the Bells tour. But the particular one where they had, they brought Rage Against the Machine, I'm pretty sure it was like 2007 or some shit. I have it somewhere right here.
Rage is coming back out.
Yeah, that's why it was crazy. So, that's what's funny about that is, like, time is fucking repeating itself. I was trying to tell motherfuckers, I was like, look, I was like, when they come out, they came back and the first show they played was Coachella, and then they're going to do a tour. And then the people that were on that same tour was Wu-Tang.
Yep.
And then look who's trying to get on the fucking tour with him right now. Wu-Tang.
Yep.
And fucking Cypress Hill was on that tour too. That was like the biggest shit I've ever been on, because that was the first time they ever took Pay Dues Festival on the road and Rock the Bells on the road.
I took one of Morello's courses. His guitar courses. Oh, he's got a master class online. He's dope, man. He originated some of the way that you use the guitar with the box, and then just getting feedback and playing beats with it.
And you crazy. Know yeah, and you know what's crazy like, about that is, so my boy's been coming over here, the homie Ty.
Yeah.
Right, that dude. Ty Curtis.
Ty Curtis. Shout out Ty Curtis, yeah, man. He's a Salem zone right
so
here.
So he's been coming over here, and like low-key, we've been kind of doing that with some of these beats.
Oh, yeah.
Like, because he has this crazy fucking foot pedal rack of his, and he'll sit here and like he'll play a bunch of crazy shit, but then also he'll just sit here and like strum like to certain notes and then tweak the sounds through his rig, and I'll just record like, you know, a lot of those like crazy distortion sounds. There's like a lot of like just weird ass frequencies and shit that have been helpful for me to make like tight beats with.
Yeah I can see that
for sure. But how long was that class?
That whole class was probably, I think it was like 20 modules and probably 25 to 30 hours worth of content.
Word.
Yeah, so. He'd break it into just, you know, intro, history, and then he starts going into really just becoming your own with the instrument. You know, like his whole process and where, you know, what he did. He just experimented and had fun with it, and then it ended up just catching on with Rage. And then he goes into some different techniques, you know, that kind of thing. But it was cool. I still have that in my module.
Have you seen that shit, Melodics?
No. Melodics. What is it, on YouTube?
So I've been like, you know what's funny is we'll say it a couple more times and you'll get an ad for it on your Instagram or something.
Melodics, right? Melodics, you better pay up. No, we get Melodics over here. Is it an actual business or what do they do?
So what it is it's an app, right?
Okay.
It teaches you like chords, like piano chords and notes and shit. And then, but it also, so there's different options though. You can either learn finger drumming on it. So you can, and what it is you, Matt, or it reads whatever controller. So it'll say, like, I have my NPC Touch plugged in, right? I pull open the app, and it reads my NPC Touch, and I want to practice finger drumming lessons. There's, like, a whole shit tons of lessons, bro. And what's cool about it is the way that they do it is it's set up like the lessons are like Guitar Hero. Like, you know, you play Guitar
Hero. They make a game out of it?
Yeah, so,
that's,
like,
the best way to learn anything.
They teach you, so there's, like, a first round of practice note. Like, you practice the pads of whatever, which one, or, like, the keys. You can either do keys, finger drumming, or actual drumming. Like, you can, you know, probably plug in an electronic drum kit, I'm sure, and it reads that.
I'm gonna check that out. I took, like, a couple
you
do lessons,
like 60 like free little chord lessons on it, and, like, go through it, and it's on each one.
I'm feeling that, because
it's cool. It gets, like, my I found my finger drumming has been
you ever follow bit. Jeremy Ellis?
Oh yeah, for sure.
So I did some he was doing tutorials on how he finger drums, sets it up. I took some of his stuff, but I watched it on YouTube. Man, but he's quick at it, and I couldn't get. Yeah, but I could see how what you're doing when you're talking about melodics.
I watched a bunch of them. I watched a bunch of them, and I was like, you kind of figure it out, but you don't really figure it out unless,
yeah,
you're, like, unless you try it. Because the thing is, I think mostly is what's comfortable for you as far as, like, so everybody usually, you know, your main, like, drums, like your kick and your snares and your hi-hats, are on the bottom four pads,
yeah,
right? But depending on what your strongest hand is depending on, you know, how you have, like, your kicks on the right hand, kick and snares on the right hand side, or and your hi-hats on the left hand side, or vice versa.
You see, you watch Arab Beats.
Oh yeah, exactly.
He sets his up a little different. He'll have, like, his special notes up here, like,
well,
his
little
samples,
like, all the
and
crashes
then...
and shit will be up here. Like, there'll be, like, crashes on the two top, like, so it's like the bottom layer will be, like, you know, kick snare hi hats, and then it'll be, like, another layer maybe of a snare or a tom or something like that. And then there'll be crashes, and it'll be like, this is gonna be like the sample. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That'll be like a loop. You know what I mean? Whatever. That's what a lot of them dudes do. And
I'm going to go take some classes. Now that you said that, I'm going to go take some finger drumming classes. Because I have my MPD. I need to start using
that. Yeah, and you can use that on that. Yeah. Any type of thing. You can plug it in, and it'll read it.
Does it go through how to set it up? All the settings? Like,
yeah,
timbre?
You can set it up as far as what hand you think you might be strongest with.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
As far as that goes, like, what, whether you want your kicks and snares on that side or whatever, because you'll tell, like, kind of what's more natural for you.
Mm-hmm.
But it just kind of, like, it gets you familiar with timing, you know what I mean? Keeping timing.
Yeah.
While you're doing it, because...
Does it give you a point system? Is that how they make it a game? So once you keep timing for so
long,
because
you miss. Well, you can, like, it's like if you miss so many, you have to do it over again, type of thing.
Or
you can kind of, you know, you have to get so many of them right to be able to get to the next one, type of joint. But like I said, yeah, it's like, it looks like Guitar Hero. It's like the whole thing, like, here, I'll bust it. Matter of fact, I'll show you real quick, man. It's a whole grid, and so every time you hit it, you know what I mean? If you're even, it'll tell you if you're on.
So what? How much does it charge you for this service?
I haven't even paid
for
it.
Per module?
I haven't paid for it yet. They have one, so you can pay for it monthly. It's like, I think it's like $30 or some shit, right?
Yeah.
Something like that. Maybe a little bit more. And you can use all, you can go through all the courses and all that shit. Or there's an annual one that's like, I think it's like $180 or something, like a year. Mm. You know what I mean? And you can fucking go through all the shit. There's extra shit. I get emails from them all the time. So see the lessons, right? And right now, I'm on pads. I can switch instrument, you know? Feel me? So then I can bust out the MIDI keyboard.
Nice.
I don't have it plugged in or whatever, but right now. Or do I? Is it in here? You shining? Yeah, you're in the game. See, so I can plug in that, and then, you know, it'll read it, so we'll switch to the pads, so. And it's cool, and see how it just, like,
yeah,
my shit.
Yeah.
And then,
how much back end did you have to do to get it all to read and talk to each other?
Nothing.
For real? Just install it on your computer?
I just installed the app, and then, like, when you, the first time you plug it in, or whatever, and it's like, you know, you pick whatever one you want to use.
Technology is tripping me out, man. Like, we in 2020, it's like got AI and shit involved in all these programs now.
It's like, whatever one you want to use, you just go to it real quick, you know what I mean? You just click it, and then, look, watch, play this lesson real quick. You just go into it.
They just made that super simple. It's like beginner, like,
yeah, one, it's easy, two, and it shows
three,
you the finger placement.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's
on
nice.
On the
it's all color coded. It's got two hands down below, and it'll have numbers on the fingers, and then it lights up each one of the pads, yellow and blue. And I'm sure you can even change that.
Yeah.
Kind of give the listeners a little idea on what we're seeing on our end.
It's cool, man. And then, you know, the screen pulls up, and then, you know, but then you go, you know, counts you in. It's like,
where is it? Okay.
The yellow ones are the hi-hat, the blue ones are the kick, you know what I mean? And it's just set up a grid.
And
then
okay.
Tells you your streak, you know what I mean?
Quarters it's got, you good, huh?
Yeah, you know what I mean? And it changes, you know, shit. Like,
got a star.
Yeah.
Level 2. Okay.
You know what I mean? It's like a whole game, and then the next thing you know, you're like, oh shit, like, I'm like good at this shit.
Yeah.
Which is cool, you know? I more or less got it. I got it at first to check it out, just to learn, remember, because I was like, man, I need to learn some chords and some piano chords and whatnot. So I'm like, fuck. And I'm like, oh, this shit. And then some ad came up because they heard me talking too much on fucking Instagram. And I was like, oh, I wonder what this shit's like. I was like, this shit looks cool. And then I went and YouTubed it real quick, and I saw, you know, a video, and I was like, man, it's like that.
So did you use it for the keys yet?
Yeah, it helps you. It helps me a little bit, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's logging it in, and starting then, it off. It's nice.
Yeah, it's cool. And then, like, just learning what's, like, what on my... And it reads, like, what kind of keyboard you have. So it's like, oh, you have a 25-key, you know what I mean, MIDI controller. Or you have, like, a, you know, a 32-key, like, you know, I could probably plug that in from the USB, my other keyboard in the other room, and it'll probably read, you know, it'll read how many keys are there, so that way I know how to tell me the finger placement and shit. It's crazy, bro.
Oh, okay.
It's cool. Whoever designed this shit is like, fucking,
they really thought it out.
Yeah, man, because it's like, you could literally, you know, teach a kid this shit. Like, you can put this, like, kid on this, like, hey, look at this video game, check this out.
Yeah.
You want to learn how to fucking use all my instruments? And then next thing you know, your kids are here, like, making fucking, drumming, like, A-Rap music and shit. Yeah, for real. You're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm going to get Nico up on this.
Playing hella keys and shit, you know? Yeah, it's like, it looks like a little game, dude. Like, who doesn't want, you're like, damn, I didn't get enough stars. You know what I mean?
This one's gonna stars.
And he's like, I'm gonna retry, because I only got fucking 2 stars on that one, so I need to get my stars up, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I was like, man, this thing's cool, you know? And then, like, the monthly, if I figure, like, you
jump on... I'm gonna download it when I get back home.
Yeah, you jump on the monthly one, too, man. I think it's, I haven't done it yet, but I plan to. I think it's kind of worth it, you know what I mean? The little monthly plan... And, like, you know, especially if you're utilizing, like, the lessons, you can just go through. There's so many different ones. Like, there's a finger drumming. You ever watch that dude, Beats by Jay Black? There's 2 dudes that you need to go check out. Everybody, go check out these motherfuckers, man. I mean, actually, there's... there's a bunch of people, but like particularly right now for me, like these two dudes, Beats by J Black and this dude Trizzy Track.
Is it J-A-Y? J Black?
No, it's just J.
J.
Yeah, right here. Look. So he's got like, there's different like artist ones. So this beat right here is his shit. His lesson is right here.
Oh, that's so sick.
He has a whole finger drum in school that he started too, bro. He's a. Oh, I mean, watch him, nice, G. Like, yeah. I'm telling you, like, super nice. See how he set up? So his hi hats are on the right hand side. His other shit is on the left. Yeah, I mean, he's super nice. And there's a bunch of different artists that have, like, you know, lessons on here, which are cool. This lesson. Why.
Oh, I love this track right here. Dun-dun. That's a nice track. Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
cool. I'm gonna check him out.
Him and this other dude, Trizzy Track, they're like, they're fucking monsters.
Yeah, he's
killing it.
Mess with the frequency, tunes it up.
Switch
that J Rock right there. I think that's Tupac. Nipsey's on that one.
And so this lesson right here.
Uh huh.
Sorry, check this out. So this lesson is his kick and his snare.
Oh, he just keeps them both on the same thing? Okay, I see what he's doing.
For that particular song he did.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, like, and
he wants you
right
to do right hand.
On his NPC, what is that? That's probably, I think that's NPC X.
Mm-hmm. I got somebody who wants to give me an old NPC.
Dude, let me get it.
I'm like, man, that's going to be a whole lot of figuring it out.
Which one is
it? I use Congo on my Reason. I can set it up like an NPC.
Yeah. It's cool. So, yeah, you see how there's like a... It's that way you can keep that tempo.
Oh, I was about to go for my phone and hit him up right now. And be like, hey, man, let me get that NPC. Nice.
And, like, you know, it just tells you, like, it's just hella fun, man.
Yeah. And that's Melodix.
Yeah, Melodix.
Check out Melodix. If you want to up your game in production and just live instrumentation, check out Melodix.
You don't have to feel intimidated that you're doing, like, some fucking music theory classes and shit like that. Like, you're actually learning these tools.
They keep it fun.
While it's like a goddamn game. I don't even really like Guitar Hero because I suck at that shit. But I'm gonna learn this shit, dog, because it's like the same thing. You know what I mean? It's kind of, you know, it's funny from doing this.
Man, we should link up. I'm gonna get mine, and I'm gonna friend you. I'm gonna see who's gonna earn more stars at the end of the month.
And that's the thing too. They're like, from playing this,
we're gonna
shit,
have a beat battle.
I have guitar or fucking DJ Hero, right? And I just had it just because I wanted the turntable. I was like, man, I'm going to just keep it like a novelty kind of thing. And then I started playing the game. I was like, this shit's kind of like, it's kind of cool. There's like some cool little patterns that are on that game that like I've applied to like scratching and shit. At home. Or like, it's just like for shows and shit, like it's weird, just some of these things some of these things in these music games where you're like, oh shit, I wonder if I just tried that on my real instrument and that shit would work. And I think that's probably how these people made this, you know what I mean? They're like, oh, why can't we just take the Guitar Hero idea and turn that into like some shit where you're really learning how to fucking, you know, play piano. Next season, by the time you beat Guitar Hero, you can't really play the guitar.
That's not you right here.
No.
Somebody's putting hashtag Nikon.
Oh, yeah, well, because I spell that shit way differently. It's NYKON, but on Instagram, DJ, and then put an X.
X?
Yeah, with no space.
X.
Yeah, right there.
N Y K O N.
Yep, the first one.
K O N.
OJ. All
right. Here we go. So, that's where y'all can find. DJ Nikon is on DJ X N Y K O N
on Instagram,
on IG.
Sure.
You got a website or Facebook page or anything like that?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook as DJ Nikon, DJ N Y K O N. Most of the pictures of all my shit, it'll be a picture of OJ Simpson. Don't fuck around, that's me. Either that or Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah.
That's real though. That's the only reason. That's the only way you'll know.
It's funny. My grandma, that was her favorite wrestler, is the Ultimate Warrior.
Cause he's the realest nigga, bro. Look, yeah, got him right here. He's staying in the studio.
Yeah, that's who, man. Nigga, come look, on.
Nigga, this is an Ultimate Warrior wallet, nigga. That my boy from Canada. Yo, shout out to homie. From fucking arguably art.
What
bro.
About Jimmy Fly Snuka though, man? He was Fly too though.
He sent me the yeah, but he wasn't the Ross he nigga, bro.
Yeah,
Ultimate Warrior was the Ross nigga ever in WWE.
He did bring out something in me, ever. Man. When I would watch him, I'll be like, oh exactly, man, it's going down. I'm about to jack my brother up, right? Yeah, like sure. We about to get it.
That nigga was before Hulkster was cracking, like cracking. He was like, he's the one that was that juice. But then also that poor fool was probably on a lot of juice.
Oh, yeah. He was on that juice.
Yeah, he was.
Him in Texas Tornado.
Bro, all of them.
He would slap Texas Tornado down.
All the niggas were on a good one for some years.
So what should we be expecting from you in the next like year? What you got going on right now?
So check this out. I think I'm gonna take. I watch a lot of fucking I don't know. I guess like little YouTube videos about like from just like. I guess you would say there's a lot of producer. There's a lot of music advice. You know what I mean?
Right.
Videos.
Right, yeah.
Where like there's producers that are like semi-successful or like really successful. People that you probably like never heard of. They're not like people that are like, you know,
mainstream.
They're not, yeah, it's not like fucking Swiss Beats or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
But they're fucking getting money that like, you know, are providing like cool tips for other producers that like wanna fucking make money off their music, you know, so without having to be rock star.
So you wanna like teach then? Maybe do some.
No, so like, so what my point of saying that is. So there was this one video that I had watched where you heard of that dude Riz.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so did you know like at one point he like released like a new song like every like once a week like for a year? Just about.
For real? No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Looking him up right
for
now.
Sure. So it was crazy. It's like I fuck with that. Like. You know what I mean? Because what it is
consistency.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, he flooded
like a journal.
He flooded. He flooded you so much that you have no choice but to like. You
pay
know
attention.
What I mean? It's either hear him one time. It's like Nike. Like, you know, you can't go a lifetime without wearing at least one Nike swoosh.
I didn't know that. That's crazy to think about, though.
That's real.
That's yeah. I believe it.
A lifetime.
Nike.
A whole lifetime.
They tapped into the sports world. When you tapped into the sports world, man.
Unless you're born real off the grid somewhere, and your parents like never don't fuck with any of that shit. But even then, your parents probably have some winter wear or some shit that they have to keep cracking. They probably got some sort of Nike socks or fucking something. You know what I mean? But so I think like that. So I'm kind of.
I've been
just steadily fucking making a bunch of shit and releasing it. I release a remix EP once a month right now that has at least 4 or 5 tracks.
Is this him?
Yeah.
Once again with another. Okay. Riz Music, Rhythm and Gash. His Facebook page is shut down.
Yeah, they probably released him.
Riz Music, YouTube.
Okay. And like I don't really fuck with his music like that, but what I heard about him is that dude Kato, you know, mm-hmm. Kato the producer,
mm-hmm.
That dude is very useful, bro. He he spreads hella like cool ass knowledge for motherfuckers that are producing shit and like wanting to
get
like, their business on.
He's adding value out there in the world.
It's just one of those things where like because
his content is valuable.
back when like, you know, motherfuckers like, you know, me and you were like making beats like you when I was DJing. Mm-hmm. Like when you're a DJ back then and you got vinyl or whatever, you're just DJ, no other artist is like, here's how you fucking get money.
They're not trying to give you the game. No one wants to give you the game. No one wants to just hook it up.
It's rare, like, and you know, not to be like on some other shit. I fuck with some motherfuckers that like are, you know, pretty crackhead.
Oop, baby girl woke up.
Yeah. And you know, hey, none of those cats ain't said shit. For real, you know, you feel me? I probably learned more shit off of like some of them YouTube motherfuckers than from motherfuckers that I've DJed for, or like that are popping that like a lot of fools jock. Mm-hmm. Which is like one of those things where it's like, yo, motherfuckers, like. Everybody could be eating. That's why I appreciate YouTubers, like real YouTubers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Real YouTubers help other YouTubers get money.
Yeah, that's right.
Because yeah, everyone.
You know what money. I can't stand about YouTube is it takes so long to upload a video. The data.
Oh yeah, for sure.
It's just like you gotta be real patient. Have another computer just for uploading content.
You gotta have like.
While you're doing other things, because
you have a tight computer, fuck with YouTube. Like,
yeah, the YouTube.
But, I mean, it's useful, man. YouTube money. The thing about YouTube, like other YouTubers know that there's endless amounts of dough to get money on YouTube. Like everybody can eat. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You just gotta be consistent, and other fools they show you how to do it. Like I had this one kid reach out to me out of nowhere. I came back from Colorado. I came back from doing a show in Colorado, and this dude.
Like, nope.
He reached out to me. Was like, "Yo, man." He's like, "You ever thought about building up your YouTube?" I'm like, mm-hmm. "What?"
He said he's gonna help you.
Nah, he showed me the game. So he was like, "Here's what you gotta do." He's like, "Man," he sent me a link of his YouTube at first.
What is it? Let me go to it right now. What's his YouTube?
Fuck, I don't remember what it is. It's I have to go on my YouTube, but I'll find it for you.
You remember his name?
Fuck. No.
Okay. <That's
all good. laughs> But no, his thing is like. Yeah, you're okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. My little baby.
Baby girl just woke up from her nap. I think it's a good time that we got some good content right here, so we're gonna call it. But yeah, go to Nykon's page. It's DJXNYKON. Check him out there, and then I think he's got a Facebook page as well. But thanks for listening. We'll be back. Hey.